First, there was unconfirmed speculation. Had a second adult gray wolf been spotted in the Northern California wilderness? Last week, all doubts were removed when the State Department of Fish and Wildlife released photographs clearly showing a small group of wolves captured by a remote trail camera in southern Siskiyou County. They're believed to be an adult pair with five pups. For Petalumen Emmerich Weiss, the Center for Biological Diversity's West Coast Wolf organizer, that was unexpected and welcome news.
Having wolves come back provides a measure of ecological health that has been missing from this ecosystem and other places that wolves have been gone from. Wolves are listed as federally endangered, but it isn't because we wiped out their habitat. We lost wolves because we killed them all.
The last wolf in California was killed in 1924. So it was big news when a 2-year-old male from Oregon, known as OR7, crossed into the far northern part of the state in late 2011 and wandered around for more than a year. Even though, Weiss notes, it was barely seen during that lengthy trek.
The whole time that he was in California, very few people saw him. The agency folks used to refer to him as the ghost wolf because they would find tracks, or they would know from the radio caller signal because he was radio collared in Oregon. And by the way, that's why he's called OR7. He was the seventh wolf radio collared by the biologists in Oregon. And he has a collar which is fitted both with VHF and also GPS signal. The satellite signal would tell the agency where he was, but nobody would see him.
Even so, OR7's extended journey inspired filmmaker Clemens Schenk to create a documentary about it, despite the obvious handicap.
There were no pictures, there were no movie clips, no video of the wolf, but I decided to do it anyway.
Film footage of other wolves was used to tell the story instead. And Schenk is convinced it was a story that deserved wider exposure.
A single wolf traveling from northeast Oregon all the way to California and being the first wolf in California in 87 years. That is what aroused the curiosity of the world. And he became very famous. And with California not having wolves, that was a big deal.
In the process of creating his film, titled simply OR7, Schenk, who freely admits he knew little about the animals beforehand, became an enthusiastic advocate for them.
We wanted to tell his story, but at the same time, we want to educate people what is happening, the plight of the wolf, and how wolves are being affected. And I think by using just one particular animal, we were able to do that instead of talking in general about wolves.
In response to OR7's presence in California, state lawmakers added protection for gray wolves to the state's Endangered Species Act last year, despite objections from hunters and ranchers who worry about predation on both game and livestock. No attacks or losses of the latter have been reported, so for now, many concerned eyes are watching for further appearances of the so-called Shasta Pack, as well as the possible future arrival of more of their kin. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.